Okay, guys, so we're going to look at Zephaniah 1 to 3 today. So this is the first of the last four prophets. So Zephaniah, the next week it'll be Haggai. And then after that it'll be Zechariah. And then the final prophet we're going to look at is Malachi. And then we'll finish up with the minor prophets. So today we're going to look at judgment and restoration. So remember what we said about Zephaniah. He probably is from Jerusalem. He's living during the time of King Josiah, who had a pretty long reign, but he had a pretty good reign. He instituted some reforms. This was probably written right before the reforms, where he reformed the nation, trying to draw them back to the Lord. But when Josiah dies, it quickly digresses to the point they go through a series of kings, and Nebuchadnezzar comes and destroys the place and takes them away into exile. So judgment is just a few decades away here when this is being written, maybe not even a few. And so this is pretty important what he's going to talk about, and we're going to learn that. Now, again, we want to reiterate, when we look at a prophet, we're wanting to know, what is his message to the people at that time? And then the proper way of bringing it to where we are is to look at what the principles are that he's communicating to the people and bring them forward to our time. Now, bringing them forward to our time is not you trying to impose what the prophet is saying on our nation. That's not proper. It's bringing it forward and seeing what it says for God's people. And God's people are who, folks? The church, yes, believers, okay? And just so you are aware of that. So let's talk about, first of all, in Zephaniah 1 to 18, we're going to see the worldwide judgment. So it begins, first of all, with just a typical introduction. I won't read this to you. You can read it. The writer introduces the prophecy as the word of the Lord which came to Zephaniah. Okay, so it's the word of the Lord which came to Zephaniah. The writer lists Zephaniah as the descendant of Hezekiah. So this is a great, great grandson, third, fourth generation after Hezekiah. Okay, and so he's of royalty, but probably not a, well, what do they say today in our time? A working royal. Okay? Isn't that what the British say, a working royal? Okay, so, but in his case, he's a descendant of the king of David, okay? The son of David. So he is from there. He probably knows very much about the inner workings of royalty and so forth. The writer also states that the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, king of Judah. So we already mentioned that. So here we go. Let's start with, first of all, verses 2 to 6, we're going to see a worldwide judgment. Here's what he said. I will utterly sweep away everything from the face of the earth, declares the Lord. I will sweep away man and beast. I will sweep away the birds of the heaven and the fish of the sea and the rubble of the wicked. I will cut off mankind from the face of the earth, declares the Lord. I will stretch out my hand against Judah and against all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And I will cut off from this place the remnant of Baal and the names of idolatrous priests along with the priests, those who bow down on roofs to the host of the heavens, those who bow down and swear to the Lord and yet swear by Milcom, those who have turned back from following the Lord, who do not seek the Lord or inquire of him. So he's going to make a pronouncement of judgment on the whole world. He's going to start off with everybody. So here's what we're going to see. He proclaims that he will utterly sweep away all things from the earth. Okay? Now, when you read this, you should remember another time when he talked about wiping away everything. Anybody know when that was? Something, an event that happened in the past. The flood, yes. Remember he said he would kill everything living, okay? everything. And this is almost sounds exactly the same way. It's some sort of cataclysmic event where everything is wiped out, okay? So he's going to sweep away all things.